the rest of the story. Through the late 1850s, Chicago was too low. Literally, too low. The city's land surface, only about 2 feet above Lake Michigan, created quite a drainage problem. Well, to lift Chicago's citizenry out of the hip-deep mud, it was decided that streets and sidewalks and buildings and everything would have to be raised. They let George do it. George Mortimer, brilliant young engineer. He'd come to Chicago from his native Albion, New York, in 1855, age 24. Soon he was awarded contracts to elevate Chicago's buildings to push the skyline closer to the sky. 5,000 jack screws and 1,000 men were required to raise the Tremont Hotel. But the hotel was raised with the hotel guests inside. Each winter, the Chicago Elevation Project would come to a halt, and George returned to Albion by rail. Now, rail travel in those days was at best a rather dirty, uncomfortable affair. For example, each car had an open platform at both ends, meant that passengers were continually accompanied by the weather, the soot, and the noise. It did not take many trips from Chicago to Albion and back to convince George that railway comfort was more important than raising Chicago. So at the age of 28, he was in the railroad car construction business. The Civil War put a little dent in his operations for 4 years, but in 1864, he was at it again, seeking to create the ultimately luxurious travel on tracks. It was during that year, 1864, that George began working on a railway supercar called the Pioneer. Many months, many thousands of dollars later, his dream was realized. The Pioneer undercarriage was a wooden frame supported by heavy iron rods and turnbuckles, coiled springs with solid rubber buffers, added to the wheel assembly, provided a smoother, more stable ride. The car's interior was handsomely finished with red plush carpet, polished wood, gilt-edged mirrors, silver-trimmed fixtures, and guess what? In order to accommodate the spacious, gracious, luxuriously appointed car interior, George had built the Pioneer a foot too wide and 2.5 feet too high. Couldn't get under contemporary bridges. Couldn't get past station platforms. He had, as they say, built a boat in a basement. George had designed and constructed the most luxurious railroad car in the world, but in his eagerness to achieve the ultimate, he built his supercar too big for stations and for bridges, and his dream of elite transportation by rail dematerialized before his eyes. Well, a simple twist of fate intervened because George had completed his magnificent railroad car, the Pioneer, in 1865, which was just before the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. After the president's death, the funeral train passed through Chicago on its way to Springfield. And it was there, in Chicago, that rail officials, seeking to provide a more comfortable journey for the president's widow, decided to attach George's supercar to the funeral train. Workmen were quickly dispatched to modify all structures in its path, and a dying company was reborn. For George's luxurious Pioneer, with no obstacles in its way, became a regular on the Chicago-Springfield run, and its increasing popularity, its ultimate acceptance, turned an anonymous young man into a dream with a name you know. For George Mortimer, shrank time and space, and in the end, shrank our own country as well. For George Mortimer's full name was George Mortimer Pullman. Pullman? Now you know the rest of the story.